Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Cuska back on the show. Bob is the founder and the president of the Fusion Factor. I think we've been with him since the beginning of that. He was one of the top guys at Gillette for like 150 years, in charge of their HR across the planet. And he retired and decided to come into the private sector and help regular folks like you and me. And we've been the better for it ever since. He's the author of several books, including Building Competency for a Profitable Workplace. Also, The Fusion Factor. That's another one. That's the first one, I think. And he's here to help us with our HR issues and challenges and opportunities. Bob, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Well, always good to be on the show. And you just demoted me. You used to announce me as the HR guy for the universe. I've been reduced
to the galactic guru. No, the galactic guru. That's the one. I forgot that one. I forgot he was the galactic guru of HR, folks. So, no, you still have that job, but I just forgot it. Hey, Bob, I'm glad you're here. One of the things we're going to talk about today is helping people out with what is clearly a national crisis. And it's such a national crisis. It's an ironic crisis because it's a result of success. It's a problem that's been created by extreme success, isn't it, Bob? Tell us what it is.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, you know, we went through a pretty bad financial time in 2008 and 2009. And nobody was hiring for an extended period of time. And now that our economy has bounced back so robustly, that pent-up demand has come back, you know, burning on all engines. We're looking at the strongest labor market in 50 years. It's not just there's been times when it's affected certain types of hiring, like we didn't have enough nurses or we didn't have enough teachers. Now we don't have enough of everything.
People.
And people are struggling.
Fog yeah. a mirror. We're looking for people to fog a mirror. Even companies are lowering their standards. Somebody reported recently, I've forgotten, I think I know, but I'm not positive, so I won't say the name, but some company in their drug testing decided to rule out testing for marijuana, that if you smoke marijuana, they'll hire you. That's talk about lowering your standards.
Yeah, well, with the exception of truck drivers, you know,
yeah.
Most of my clients are not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if you do that, you're eliminating a good portion of where it's now legal in 29 states.
Right.
It changes the whole mix.
Yeah, it really does.
But here's what we're looking at, Jim.
Okay.
We've got 7 million job openings in this state, in this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even though last month's report, that number dropped by 100,000. It dropped from 7,100,000 to 7 million. That's still a lot of opportunity.
And Bob, let me throw an internal in there. 1.5 to 2 million of those jobs are manufacturing.
Oh yeah. Which is, you know, since we weren't hiring in manufacturing for so long, the skilled trades, the machinists, the mechanics, they're impossible to find for many people.
Yep.
People have to get creative. And I'm telling my clients, think about this not as a hiring problem. Think about this as a marketing problem.
Right. Okay.
How do you market your opportunities just like you do your products and services to your potential customers, but
mm-hmm.
now your customers are candidates and potential employees?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing that you bring up, because over the years, I've had a number of guests on the show referring to our employees as customers. They called them internal customers. You got external customers, who are the ones who write you checks, and you got internal customers, the one you write checks to. And
absolutely.
I think it's appropriate that you bring that up again.
Just like your customers for your products. If you don't do a good job, your potential employee is going to walk down the road to the next guy. In fact, one of the big issues my clients are having right now is people that are ghosting. They accept a job interview, or they even worse, they accept an offer and then don't show for it because they're being chased by so many people.
Wow. Now that's not job crisis. That's bad raising. that's that too. Yeah.
That's an ethical
issue, right? Isn't it, Bob?
But think about this, Jim. For so many years, we treated, we say industry. Industry has treated employees as disposable.
Yeah.
And okay,
corporate America, not small businesses, you know.
Small businesses don't do that, but corporate
America has absolutely done that. And it was worse after 2008. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and get Bob. Bob's going to help us understand how to go to the market, how to market for your future employees. We never have covered it like that before. Bob Cuska and I will be right back. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.